Well, you know how much I love award shows.
Oh, you love
award. Love award shows.
Sickening. Yes, you do.
The Oscars, the Grammys, the Golden Globes.
You've yet to
the
meet
Emmys,
one that you do not adore.
All of them. I love them. I watch them all. I just love them. Anyway, so I'm very excited because yes. Tonight is the 80th Golden Globe Awards.
There it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Will you be watching?
No.
No. Okay. Well, it's on NBC at 8 o'clock. If you're interested.
Okay.
If you do happen to decide that you would like to watch.
I don't think so.
And it's hosted, I'm kind of excited about this too, it's hosted this year by Jerrod Carmichael, who's a stand-up comedian.
Oh.
He's got a couple specials on HBO, I think, that are quite good.
Okay.
Anyway, so the Golden Globe Awards are bestowed by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Mm-hmm.
And starting in January of 1944, recognizing excellence in both American and international film and television.
I
know
see.
How you feel about international film and television.
I will say, you know, I've watched a number of these shows on Netflix that are European mm-hmm. television programs where they've dubbed over with the same five people doing the voices.
Yeah.
And I do get drawn into them.
Right.
So that's foreign and that counts.
Maybe they're nominated.
Maybe
Did
they
you
are.
Look? Did you
no.
even look at the nominees?
I had no idea the Golden Globes okay. were on until about 2 minutes ago when
okay.
you just said
so
something.
So the annual ceremony at which the awards are presented is normally held every January and has been a major part of the film industry's awards season, which culminates each year, of course, with the Academy Awards.
Of course.
Although the Golden Globes' relevance has been declining in recent years.
No.
Yes.
I will. No.
I know. So the Hollywood Foreign Press Association was founded in 1943 by Los Angeles-based foreign journalists seeking to develop a better organized process of gathering and distributing cinema news to non-U.S. markets. One of the organization's first major endeavors was to establish a ceremony similar to the Academy Awards to honor film achievements. So the first Golden Globe Awards honoring the best achievements in 1943 filmmaking were held in January of 1944 at the 20th Century Fox Studios.
Mm.
So the Globe Award wasn't at first an actual globe.
Oh, no.
The awards given out at the first ceremony were actually scrolls.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Golden Scrolls.
In 1945, the first globe on a cylindrical pedestal meant to represent the world was presented. Its look has evolved, including a major overhaul in 2019 when its square marble base was replaced with a cylindrical metal one.
Mm.
Yes. So beginning in 1963, the trophies commenced to be handed out by one or more persons referred to as Miss Golden Globe.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
A title which was renamed in 2018 to Golden Globe Ambassador.
Oh,
yes.
Well, very important.
The holders of the position were traditionally the daughters or sometimes the sons of a celebrity.
Oh.
As a point of pride, parents fiercely competed for their child to take the role, which is awarded by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's president from among candidates selected by the association's board.
Oh.
And several Miss Golden Globes later became famous.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Who?
And Golden Globe winners in their own right, including Melanie Griffith.
Oh, yeah. Melanie, yeah.
And her daughter, Dakota Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Dakota Johnson, yeah.
As well as Laura Dern.
Laura Dern.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All were once Miss Golden Globe.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So originally, the award centered only on movies. It wasn't until the 13th Golden Globe Awards, held in 1956, that the first Golden Globe in television achievement was awarded.
Oh, okay.
The first three permanent TV award categories, Best TV Series, Best TV Actor, and Best TV Actress, then made their debuts during the 19th Golden Globe Awards in 1962.
Oh, okay.
So revenues generated from the annual ceremony have enabled the Hollywood Foreign Press Association to donate millions of dollars to entertainment-related charities, as well as funding scholarships and other programs for future film and television professionals.
It's a scholarship program,
it's
like in Miss Congeniality.
Fund. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, scholarship,
exactly.
Yeah.
So the broadcast of the Golden Globe Awards telecast to 167 countries worldwide.
Jeez.
Generally ranks as the third most watched award show each year behind the Oscars and the Grammy Awards.
Do you think all of those countries want to watch, or do you think we're like forcing it on them?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. So in acting categories,
yeah.
This is no surprise.
No.
Meryl Streep holds the record for the most competitive wins with eight.
Eight wins.
Followed by Alan Alda, Angela Lansbury, Shirley MacLaine, and Jack Nicholson, each have six awards.
Okay.
And Barbara Streisand holds the record for the most Golden Globes earned by an individual with 10 awards, including both competitive and honorary categories. And that she is followed by Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
Meryl Streep also holds the record for the most nominations with 32.
There it is. All right. Well, that's very interesting.
Yes.
And it's tonight, you say?
It's tonight at 8 o'clock.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Golden Globes, did you?
Yeah. So since Barbara Streisand has the record for the most Golden Globes,
yeah,
I thought that we would play one of her songs. So we're going to play Woman in Love.
You think she's got like a trophy case at home?
More than one, I would assume.
You think it's in her basement?
No.
Like sure a nicely finished basement. Displayed. Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends. 1027, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Barbara Streisand and Woman in Love. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the Golden Globes, which are tonight.
Yeah.
And Barbara Streisand has the record for the most Golden Globes earned by an individual.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Barbara.
Yeah, good for her.
Nice work. 10 of them, you said, right?
10.
All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
The first Golden Globe Awards were actually scrolls.
Originally, the awards were only for movies.
And Meryl Streep holds the record for the most competitive wins with 8.
8.
Yes.
Meryl Streep, is she up for anything tonight at the Golden Globes?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
You said, but I don't think so. I was... What?
Who's getting the big Cecil B. DeMille award?
So Eddie Murphy,
there you go,
is getting the, I think, the Cecil B. DeMille award. And then...
Is it for Beverly Hills Cop? What is he getting it for? Do we know? Is
I think it's just for his overall career.
Is it wrong of me to say what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Eddie Murphy? I mean, yeah, not that he hasn't been in some good movies at all, but there's nobody
else. He's been around a long time.
Is that all it takes?
I don't know.
Been around a long time.
I don't know what the criteria is.
I mean, I'm serious.
Is.
Beverly Hills Cop? What else?
Norbert. Flubber. Was he also in Flubber? I think he was in that.
Oh, Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle.
You're
see?
Right. It is quite a word. No, he is deserving
now,
of the lifetime.
Yeah, see? Whatever now you're embarrassed.
Award. I am. Mm-hmm. I am. I take it all back. Sorry, Eddie. All right, that's it. Folks want to learn more about the Golden Globes. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day. And I will look up Eddie Murphy on IMDb and...
Not Denzel Washington.
He might have already won it. I don't know.
Still, give it to him again. Eddie Murphy?
I don't.
It's all right. Well, it's fine. I love Eddie Murphy. Nothing
he's
against
big,
Eddie Murphy.
He's a big name.
Big name. All right. Back tomorrow. Fresh episode 410.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. All right. Please. Debbie Gibson on the way. Earth, Wind & Fire, traffic and weather and much more on Legends 1027.
The Nutty...